Well, what am there? I think we should have that again. Ready?
I just cheered myself. That's an all-time low.
I think that's fine. You can do that. Did you write that song in the summer? Because it's got a really sunshiny feel to it.
Yeah, I wrote it while we were in Cornwall, actually, on a holiday.
I thought you might have done. You can hear it, can't you?
Mm. Yeah,
it does it. You can feel the sun. You know, sometimes you get songs that are wintry songs or when people are sad, but they had a real sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really nice of you to say. Yeah, I know what you mean.
There we go. Do you write all of your best songs when you're in a happy mood? Some people only can write when they're very miserable. How does it work for you?
I'm generally quite grumpy.
Right.
No, I don't think I am, but I think when it comes to songwriting, it's usually I wouldn't necessarily say kind of grumpy, but I would say it's more a sort of kind of somber mood and a thoughtful. I'm a bit of an overthinker, and that's quite good as a songwriter because you can really sort of drill down to what you're thinking about and put it into a song. So I think that's what happens with a lot of my songs.
And is it easier to write that way than write when you're in a particularly good mood?
So far, but I would say the last few things I've been writing, I've been a bit more light-hearted about them. So I don't know how that's going to happen going forward, but certainly at the moment, yeah.
And the more light-hearted, more up-tempo, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've just Nikki and I actually do it together, and I've just written a song which I'm still playing around with, but it's got quite a bluesy feel, and it's it's upbeat, and it's really catchy, which is really nice. So I'm looking forward to kind of sharing that in the future, but it's in the early stage. But yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's not, you know, happy clappy kind of everything's great, but it is a little bit more upbeat, I would say.
Now, you've got a cracking website, which is all the W's, MrJonesandHisGuitar.com, so if you want to take a look there. Now, the album In Plain Sight, how many tracks are on the album? How long is it taking you to put it together?
Okay, so there's 9 tracks on there. Originally, there was about 20. But I narrowed it down.
Yeah.
It only took about 3 months to put together. I did it very much based at home, recording wise. I kept it really simple, as I said before, with the stuff that's on there, which you'll hear when you listen to it. And I've got a good friend that mixed it and mastered it for me. So it was a quick process. One, because he's also very, very quick at turning things around. Mark, my friend Mark. And so we were able to move quickly, and I recorded, I think, 2 or 3 of the songs while we were in Cornwall, because we go down there every now and again.
Yeah.
And I quite like being away and writing and recording, get different sounds and stuff. And then the rest here. So I started, I think, in about November time, and it was all done by end of January.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And give people an idea of the flavour of the album, or is it individual songs, or is there a theme to the album?
I don't think I had an intentional theme to the album, but when I've listened back to it, I think there is a theme, and I think really there's kind of the story sort of going through it is really of sort of being in a place where you're perhaps not particularly happy and moving into a place that you're getting there. You know, you're reflecting on things, like I said, a bit of an overthinker, but you're reflecting on things, and it's weird because you listen back to it and you realise. I said to Nikki the other day when I was listening to it, I said, I'm listening to these songs and I'm remembering a bit like when I recorded it, what I was thinking when I was doing, and it all comes in as one package. So I'm really pleased that it's all together. But I think when you listen to it, I don't think it, hopefully it doesn't jar too much. It's kind of like a story throughout.
If you could work with anybody at the moment, or maybe go on support tour with somebody, or actually have them support you, not you on support.
Can I have two?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would have the start-off guy would be Jason Isbell. Do you know Jason Isbell? I think it's Isbell or Isbell. I'm not sure, but absolutely love him.
Yeah.
And then a band called Doors, American band, who I just think lyrically are amazing, musically, they're just great. So they could come on second, and then obviously, you know, they can all stand in the wings and watch me.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as @2spoonsjones.
Why is that? What? Why? What happened?
I thought you might ask that. I think this goes back to us talking about... Nikki, come...
It was a really, really stupid nickname.
She called me 2 spoons, that's right.
It was a stupid gangster nickname thing. When we were about 20, it was like really stupid old joke, and then you couldn't get anything else. Could you?
That's kind of the problem.
You were a gangster, is that what you said?
I was, previously. That's why I was quite
Romford,
down.
Yeah.
That's why I'm starting to come up through. No, the problem is, I love my mum and she gave me the name Chris, and we have a very common surname, Jones. So whenever you try and do anything, it's kind of, you can't get, I went to school with about four Chris Joneses, you know, so when you're trying to do something and you want people to kind of check out your music or come and see you, you want to try and do something unique.
Then want to get to the right gig for a start, because
well,
it's
exactly,
not you.
Well, actually, when I first set up my, I used to go by the name just of Mr. Jones, but when I put my music onto kind of Spotify and iTunes, which is all there now, it linked me up with a Spanish guy, I think, also called Mr. Jones, who had four other albums, and it kind of all went a bit wrong, because, you know, people would listen to his stuff and suddenly get to mine and go, oh, that's that, he's had a bad day, or, you know.
He's changed direction ever so slightly.
So that's why actually I now use Mr. Jones and his guitar, because it's quite unique, but you know, I'd love to have one of those names, you know, really unique names to start with, where I could just be, you know, Dave
Jones
Smith. This one's called Muscle Memory.
There's some things I will tell you, and there's some things I just won't. Sometimes in my reflection I see your hands around my throat. Sometimes I wanna give up, there's always something stopping me. Some people feel the worst in love, how can they still believe? 'Cause all I want is here, spinning like a record at the end of Bride and Pier. 'Cause it's high tide in my head, we both let our legs dangle, exploring all the angles, what's said. But when I'm gone, don't bury me. There's crazy flying ladies and statues from the past. There's jugglers and acrobats all trying to make us laugh. But I just need some air, I'm not keeping score. If I never tell you everything, you'll always need some more. 'Cause all I want is here, spinning like a record at the end of Bride and Pier. 'Cause it's high tide in my head, we both let Alex dangle, exploring all the angles, what's ahead. But when I'm gone, don't bury me. Just let me be. Just let me be. Now he's playing every key like his life's a melody. His heart, it keeps the beat. The rest is muscle memory. I hope one day that's me, lost inside my favorite dream. Now the world's not on my back, I hope one day you will see. All I want is here, spinning like a record at the end of Bride and Pier. 'Cause it's high tide in my head, we both let Alex dangle, exploring all the angles, what's ahead. But when I'm gone, don't bury me. time it be.